ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am excited to be here, but excited to be here for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to get into that in just a second. But welcome to the show. I'd like to start the show by asking if you love our show, if you participate in the show, please like and share. Please, wherever you watch it from, whether you're on E360 TV, whether you are on our website, whether you're in Facebook or YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. We appreciate you being here and are looking forward to a great show. And my excitement about today is kind of multi-level, because we're going to have an incredible conversation about awakening, about what are we doing and how are we being able to engage what's happening in the world with us right now. But the coolest things about that is I get to hang out here with Jules Arns, who's also a Coloradan. So today we are live completely from Colorado, which is very exciting. But she is having an event coming up in November, and she's going to talk about that more a little bit later in the show. But just a quick thing here on November 11th to the 14th, Activate Your Evolution. Going to be a very powerful weekend retreat that I am going to be a part of. But we're going to talk about that, and we're doing this arc of shows over the next 2 months to promote this, but to also talk about some of the things that are going to be influencing what this whole weekend is about, and really diving into this idea of our evolution and awakening. And so I'm really excited about that. So welcome aboard. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a good one today. If you'd like to interact with the show, if you go to Adventures in Truth Facebook page, you can type into the comments there, and those comments will come to us live in the studio. We will respond to them, and we'll get you engaged in the show with us, and we really appreciate you being there. So we're going to be right back right after this, so don't go anywhere. Be right back. Welcome back. Fearsofchoicebook.com. Check it out. Fears of Choice Book. I am celebrating a year at the end of the month for the release of my book. It's doing well. I appreciate all of you out there that are learning and living and loving and growing through this work. Powerful book that I think has a powerful impact on our lives. And the reason that I say that so confidently is because what I know happens with this book is that it helps to change your relationship with fear. And in this time, and particularly the topic we're going to be talking about today with awakening and our personal evolution, being able to change your relationship with fear and step into a new experience of yourself is really what all of this is about. And Fear is a Choice is a way of seeing how fear has evolved, not only within the human experience, but how it has evolved in us, how we have taken on the mantle of the fear thing. and that we carry it because of program, because of training, because of the human experience, as it were. And I'm not saying that the human experience is fear-driven. I'm saying that the human experience, all of us and all of the layers of the experience, fear is used a lot in our experience to manage and control and to influence and to move us in certain directions. And so changing your relationship with fear puts you in a place of not being susceptible in the same way, that you can observe more of what's happening in the world instead of reacting to what's happening in the world, in your world and in my world. So I encourage you to check it out. Fearisachoicebook.com, great website. Go there to order your book. You can order through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, all those places you can get a copy. And I appreciate those of you that have read it, those of you who are sharing it with others. Thank you so much. If you get a chance, if you've read the book, please leave a review wherever you've purchased the book. It helps a lot to get the book noticed and to bring it up bring it up in awareness, through people's searches and things like that. So Fear's a Choice book. We're going to be right back, and we're going to dive into the movement. We'll be up on the other side of this break. All right, my world is good. This is the year for me of conscious creation. And I've sort of laid that out into the world to say, this is the year of conscious creation. And it's so interesting to me because as I observe, as I participate in the world and as I interact with y'all and we continue to move this forward, my world is good. I get to see how people are beginning to connect into the idea of conscious creation and beginning to see people are saying, oh, wow. I hadn't really seen it that way before. I've been working with my world is good, and I'm starting to see that goodness show up in my world. But more importantly, I'm seeing how seeing that perspective in the world enables me to be more conscious in how I think, how I feel, what I'm doing in the world. And that is a powerful place to be, because as you become a conscious creator in every day and every way, you become more and more of all of who you are. And talking about fear, you shake that mantle of fear. You no longer carry it. So you're no longer looking at the world through this sort of limited perspective. You've opened up potential. You've opened up possibility simply by changing that relationship. And then adding to that, my world is good, is this neutral positive way that we get to change the mass consciousness of this planet. The mass consciousness being the thoughts that we all think, the agreed upon construct of this human experience. And unfortunately, the mass consciousness is not very positively driven in much of its because it incorporates all of it. And so when I saw what was happening in the world and the tendencies that were coming, I thought to myself, I don't understand how a negative force can show up and just sort of obliterate things all over the place. But if we're trying to make positive change, it feels like it's a lot of work and I don't know where to go to do it. And I was inspired to this movement for that reason, to say, hey, all we have to do is begin to focus our energy differently. And part of that is to get conscious of it. The second part is to say, hey, my world is good, and begin to build that goodness within the framework of my own world. Because I see us as 7.5 billion unique worlds inhabiting planet Earth. And as we inhabit it together, we influence each other. And if I'm in the space of my world is good, then I'm influencing my world. And if you're a part of my world, you get to be a part of that experience. You get to be influenced by that. My world is good. And that's part of conscious creation. So my world is good is a way to just bring that positive energy into the world. And then as we come together in our individual worlds, we create this powerful momentum. And this momentum is what creates the shift in mass consciousness. And that's what this point of this is about. I started this in January of this year. It's been amazing and incredible and wonderful. And for those of you out there, I appreciate all the things that you share about it and your stories. It continues to blow my mind, even in my own life, how consistency with that just radically changes my perspective. Because with all of the things we're going on and going through now, all the tools that we can muster to support our forward positive movement, I think, are very important. So my world is good. My world is good 10 times in the morning, 10 times when you go to bed at night, and say it throughout the day whenever you're feeling not quite in alignment with that highest part of yourself. call it forth. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. Feel it. Speak it. Feel it some more. We'll be right back with Jules, guys. We'll see you on the other side. All right. How are you approaching your awakening opportunity? Hello, Jules. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
See you. Let me give me just a moment here because I panicked in the middle of my in the middle of my set and forgot to pull up your stuff here. And I'm gonna do that right this second. But anyway, how are you? How is it's good to see you, both of us here in Colorado. I know having an amazing experience. What did I do with that?
Colorado is a good place to be.
It is. It is. I agree. I love being here. Gosh darn it. I have to apologize. I thought I had your stuff right here and I don't.
You know what? I think it just means it's not important.
Well, it is important. I want people to know about you and know about what you do. So
know me just by talking.
Can you, would you be willing to just give us a short little synopsis of what you bring into the table and who you are so that those who don't know you at least have a sense of where you're coming from?
Of course. You know what's so funny that this happened is on all of my podcast interviews, I never read bios. I always have the guests tell them everyone about themselves. So I think I just flew into that. Now I'm on the other side of what that's like. So hello, everyone. I'm Jules Arness, and I'm the founder and creator of a skincare line. It's an energetic conscious skincare line, which has really been the launch into the rest of the wonderful things that we're doing. So in that, I teach people to reprogram cellular intelligence and shift molecular structure into, you could say, higher levels of consciousness to where we can actually shift form. So you can see how we would do that with the skin, but also with the body itself. And really, my passion is awakening of the planet. And you wouldn't think so much with a skincare line, but it is just the beginning of kind of absorbing. There's something called ormus in our skincare, which is an element that is actually being shown to activate higher consciousness. Mm. And since it's actually going into the cells on more of a DNA level, it's actually a really cool way to kind of raise your frequency and activate kind of those, what we're talking about today, awakening.
Fantastic. That was awesome. You do that well, like you know yourself. So as you can see, Jules' background is and the things that she's involved in make her a perfect match for this conversation and for where we want to go with the show today. So the idea here was to kind of start from the position of acknowledging all that's going on right now. There is a lot we are being inundated with on a daily basis, unless you have isolated yourself somewhere, you know, far away that you don't engage in the world much. We are in a process, an enormous process, not only individually, but I think actually predominantly individually, I have to say, from my perspective. Yes, the world is being affected, but it's each of these individual expressions that are feeling the brunt and feeling the intensity of it. And what I've noticed even within myself is even with a daily practice going, with, you know, even with the focuses that I have and the opportunities here with the show and the book and the things that I get to regularly support myself in, I still feel occasionally that feeling of resistance, that feeling of wanting to push and fight and, you know, argue and go after things that don't feel good or don't feel right. And realizing that, you know, taking the time to get quiet, get centered, to be in that observer, to be in that place of kind of taking it in without reacting to it can be really challenging. And I thought that's why this conversation would be important, because as I say in the intro of the show, this is the awakening opportunity, whether you think of it in those terms or not, whether you think of it in spiritual terms or religious terms or political terms, or it doesn't matter. it's all the same energy and it's all impactful. And if you look at it from any direction, you can see how the influences are continuing to move us inexorably toward this, what we're calling awakening, could be just expansion of consciousness, but it is a portion of it's time for the human experience to evolve in a brand new way. And it's extraordinary to me that I'm alive now, and that I've chosen to be here now to participate in this. It's quite remarkable. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh my gosh, where do we start? First of all, yeah, right? I just love that you're, you know, at the time is now. It's like everyone that's here and is listening to this and has that spark. It's this, what we're here for is to participate in the biggest awakening of the planet. And I want to tap into that place of not reacting to kind of all the frequencies that are going on around us. Mm-hmm. And you know, really that is one of my biggest passions is being able to witness those kind of what we would say lower frequencies or places of a resistance. And as the light workers, way showers, change makers, whatever name you want to the people that are assisting the awakening of the planet, it's up to us to attune those situations to those higher frequencies. And, you know, when we're going into reaction, we're feeding right into the energy that we're resisting. And so for me, it's taking a moment to just be like, okay, I see that I'm in resistance, but all that means is that what I'm witnessing isn't in the frequency of my heart. It's not in the frequency that I'm here to be. And so what do I do in that? I don't connect to it and resist it or agree with it or whatever we do with it, I tune it. And so I allow the light to fly through me, and then allow it to just, you know, I literally see it kind of pushing out into my reality. And I don't have to do anything. I just say, you know, let the light shine. And what happens is that I feel better. And exactly. I feel stronger. And in that, I shifted my own reality and invited others into that. And isn't that what it's all about?
That's fantastic. And I'll share with you, I was talking with a good friend of mine who literally just moved to Colorado. And we were talking about that very thing. And I was sharing with him that one of the things that has happened for me lately, and I mean, over the last few months is I became very aware of the thing that I can do every single day is I can bring love to anything. And we're going to talk about that more as we get into to awakening tools and tips. But I wanted to throw it out there as a support of what you're saying. And that is, you know, we go through a process. You know, I go on my morning walk with my dog and we go up on the mountain and I'm using that as a part of my morning meditation. But then I realize as I'm walking and I'm thinking, this particular situation, I was thinking about a friend and there was a situation that was a little askew and I wasn't sure what was going on. And then my mind took over and just created this ridiculous story. But the problem was, is that it engaged my emotion. Okay. And so I found myself walking and I was looking at the ground and I caught myself and I stopped and I said, dude, what are you doing? Take a step back. All this situation needs right now is for you to love it. That's all. It doesn't require everything else you've just made up. All the story and emotion isn't real, truly isn't real. It wasn't that it was not real because I wanted to make it feel, but it literally was stuff my head made up because it didn't have enough information about what was happening with my friend. And as soon as I did that, as soon as I became conscious, I stopped in my tracks. I became present in the moment and I consciously said out loud, I am filling this situation with love. I love you. I love the situation you're in. I love that we can communicate. I just love you and I love and support you where you are. This is me talking out loud to the air, but I'm addressing this to the person. And the energy changed that quickly. The whole thing shifted. And within a minute, I completely forgot whatever it was going on. And I was back into my space. So I just wanted to share that as a powerful way of what you said is absolutely, you know, you may call it love. Some call it white light. Some call it healing. It doesn't matter. It's all the same energy. We're calling on it to create that change. And with that, we're going to do a quick shift here because it was a great foundation for opening the show. And what I like to do at this point is a little thing called a moment of focus, a little meditation that we do. And today, Jules has offered to do that and agreed to do that. So I'm very excited. So we're going to turn it over to Jules for a few minutes here, and she's going to help us come together and focus, and looking forward to that. Jules, I'll see you on the other side.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So if I just invite you to place your hands on your heart, if you would like, and let's just begin with a beautiful white blue light coming in through the nose, allowing it to just trace along the brain, move down through the spine, and then out through the mouth. And we're just raising the frequency of the spinal fluid. And this fluid is what your brain rests in. So as it's raising in frequency, it's raising the frequencies of your thoughts and just allowing you to activate those higher states of consciousness and expansion. And on the next breath, just allow it to move down through the spine and then rest in the heart as it expands through your heart and the rest of your body. As you are just filled with divine light, source energy, and just connecting to this unique expression of this energy within your heart. Just feeling what that feels like. Just how special it is that you hold this frequency as a part of this beautiful world and that your frequency matters. And just taking one more deep breath as we move the frequency into the center of the brain. And as the frequency enters the center of your brain, just allowing it to fill your entire mind with this beautiful white blue light. And every time you have a thought, just let the light fill your brain. I'm just going to move right into the recorder cell, which is in the center of your brain. This is a universal cell. And we're going to activate the part of the cell that supports the mind into awakening, awareness. And I'll just be moving right in, and we're identifying the code that we'll be turning on that is bringing in the support. And we'll bring our attention to positive 22, 9, 5, 1, 3, 7. We'll allow this code to sequence and move into the energy centers of the mind, activating electric impulses that hold the divine intelligence. And just feeling these pulsations move throughout the body as they connect to the hydrogen bonds of every cell of your body, creating a system of intelligence for you to identify within when you need support, grace, to feel loved, is always there for you. We'll just allow these to continue to click together. You can see them like little lightning bolts that are creating a matrix or a grid of this beautiful energy, pure love, divine source energy. And go ahead and bring your attention back to the breath. And just breathing in one more time and resting in the heart and just feeling the peace within you that your light matters in the world. And then we'll say, thank you. I love you. It is done. Thank you, Jim.
And it was beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Jules. That was fantastic. And it's so wonderfully dials into where we go with our conversation. I was before we went there thinking we were talking about reaction, and there's so many kind of thoughts. So I want to try to get it all dumped here because it there's a lot of parts to it, but I'm going to try to keep it concise. So every individual who's listening to this or not listening to this, doesn't matter. Every individual comes with a gift. Every individual comes with the gift of their energy. And you're here now on this planet for a specific, very specific purpose in helping to elevate and change the energy of this planet. And different than any time in the 57 years I've been on the planet, different than probably even longer than that for people that I know were on the planet ahead of me, who've never been in this experience before. And the thing about reaction is that when the negative forces are the forces that are trying to hold on to the old, and it doesn't necessarily have to be negative, but the old energy that's trying to hold on to the old way of being, it's hard not to have reaction. But understand that if you can observe it and you can take your attention off of the energy of, I mean, take your attention off of the emotion of it, you'll find that it's just story. And you'll find that the stories are mostly some true, some not true. It's all perspective. But the important thing to remember is that your perspective is what's valuable here. That's why you're here. So if you are not allowing your perspective to guide you, that's what I hope you will get from this show today, that you will see your energy, that you will in connect to your field, that you will see that your gift is incredibly necessary right now. And that even though you're being, you know, the snowballs are flying and the energy is hurling at us at 900 miles an hour on a regular basis, but we have the ability to simply be in the space of love or be in our space of our field and watch it ping off our field, because it doesn't have to impact. It can simply bring awareness. And that, to me, the awareness then creates an expansion within our field that begins to move it out even further, begins to expand it even more, so that you become almost not at in any effect, because it's so far removed from your world that you don't, you're not in reaction anymore. And so that's where the resistance goes away. And that's where I want to focus us today, is let's talk about the movement from reaction to resistance to something else, to focus into awakening. So my first thought about that was to talk about, how are you feeling?
And you'd be so shocked how many people just don't kind of tune into that. You know, one thing I want to cycle back, just because I feel like it's important to really look at this, and I love how, you know, Adventures in Truth is, mm-hmm. is that place of perspective. And one of the things that I teach on a daily basis is that our identity in what is true is going to shift the higher our vibration goes. And that, you know, we only want to hold a truth for as long a period of time until we can see ourselves in it, use it to create a higher frequency of an identity, but then we always want to move beyond it. And when we can even connect that back into, like, how are you feeling? And if we're not resonating in a truth that maybe was true for us before, there's something there to see. It's, you know, I always say that the divine source, universal energy, whatever word you want to put there, always shows us exactly what we need to see. And I'm going to just take that a step further, is that we don't have to go looking for anything, because the divine will always show you what you need to see. And it's almost when we go looking that we kind of interrupt the place where our brilliance is really needed.
Yes. Love that. That's a beautifully expressed. We have, I lost my thought there.
I think this happened last time we talked to you.
I feel so connected to it. But so I think the thing to me that it is, I guess what I'm feeling and probably why I'm kind of losing my step a little is I always want to ensure that there is a sense of groundedness to what I'm presenting, that there's a sense of practicality, meaning it's not all woo-woo. It's not, you know, and I don't want to, you know, language is an interesting thing, because we all have developed language through our own experience, through our own life courses. And so when we're talking and we say, whether you call it God or universal wisdom or higher self or whatever, it's not a way of dodging anything. It's a way of including everything, because it really doesn't matter how you perceive it. It's there. Whether you're a deeply religious person or a deeply spiritual person or an atheistic person, all of those places still have experience and still have the impact of the influences that are coming onto this planet. I mean, if you look at, I've done a couple shows recently, even in astrology, even all of the planets are focused in the same place that we are all feeling it. And those energetic influences are just these waves and waves and waves of energy. And this calling, as it were, that we're kind of experiencing, I think it's about bringing us to our greatest potential. But it doesn't mean you're going to be somebody different on the other. You're going to be different, but you, the essence of you, will still be there. It just becomes greater. And the things that you are, the gifts that you bring, the energy that you have, the power that you are, becomes heightened and more present in that experience. And you become less attached to negative viewpoints or negative experiences or focus into beliefs and ideas that don't serve you anymore. And so when the time comes for change, and you see, as you were talking about, the change in the belief and the feeling is recognizing if you're in a negative feeling place, you and whatever you're feeling about aren't in alignment. And it's time to step back a little. It's time to disengage from the reaction so that you can find out what's happening within the context of your own field. And a lot of times, like for me, I'm finding it's amazing to me how much stuff I make up. It's absolutely extraordinary to me. I never really realized it until I really started to pay attention. And I've caught myself. And so what I do now is I stop myself when I'm doing it. I don't care who I'm talking to or I'm, you know, we'll be having a conversation and somebody will say something and I'll offer an opinion. And all of a sudden I'll go, I'm sorry, I got to pull that back. One, I have no experience with what I just said. Secondly, I have no idea where that crap came from because I haven't lived it. So let me pull that back out of the conversation and let's try to have a different conversation because I have no idea why I just decided to do that. But it's part of that whole, it's part of what is what I'm calling the resistance is that the influences are so nonstop that sometimes it's challenging to clearly in the moment stop yourself or filter yourself or be aware of the source of. But the cool thing about the way that the energy is surrounding us is that you have the ability in the moment to see it if you stop long enough to look at it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really extraordinary because, again, it's about recognizing that my mind is running at 900 miles an hour sometimes, and it's okay. I don't have to fight with my mind. I don't have to argue with my mind. I can simply notice what's there and say, is it something I need to attend to? No. Okay, I'm over here. My energy is focused into here. And because I've been doing the work, as you have, to bring the mind in line with what the soul's focus is, whatever that the greater part of us is, the mind becomes more of a support and less of a hindrance. And so that's where some of the resistance begins to break down because you're not afraid of your mind. You're not bringing fear into the equation at all. You're being in a place of objectifying it all. Here it is. What do I want to interact with? Does that make sense?
It does. You know, for me, when I get to that place, I call it being in creation because then my mind isn't naming at that point what it is that I'm doing. I'm just in creation. I'm just in the energy. And that's such a beautiful place. I actually am teaching a whole course called Manifest right now, teaching people how to stay in that state of consciousness because it's not easy because the mind wants to understand everything. Yeah. And because it can't understand everything is when we make up stories. So that, and it just doesn't work, you know. And one thing I love to do is when I go into those spaces is I do the same thing is I'll see, okay, well, I'm in a story. It's not serving me. Who do I want to be right now? Like, who do I want to be in this moment? And I always have like an I am or something that I'm working with. And so if it's I am powerful or I am unstoppable, if I am here to change the world, well, if I'm truly here to change the world, am I really listening to stories right now that aren't serving this at all? And so no, okay, well, what would I be doing? And then I just go do it. And you know, that thing of like acting as if it works.
Yes. Very much so. And I would add to that, there is an element to me of for how I approach this stuff too, is that whole energy up, energy down, which I think we've talked about before I've honed my trust in my field, in my energy, in my connection. And that, again, that comes from just simply doing the work, whatever that is, that work is for you. And, you know, sometimes it's yoga, sometimes it's meditation. Some people do it through lots of different ways that you can do it. There's no one path because your energy is unique. So, finding out what that is, but understanding that when you get to that point, the thing that is consistent is there is this place called energy up, energy down. I call it that. And what I do is I feel into everything. So whatever I'm getting ready to do, I feel into it. And if my energy spins or if the conversation about it causes my energy to spin up, I'm all in. I jump in with both feet and I go forward because I know that will be, that's the space of creation. That is the space of inspiration. If the energy goes down and spirals down, then I have to stop. I have to step back. I have to get some distance because I know that either I don't know enough, I'm not aligned, I'm not conscious. Something is happening in me that is creating a resistance, and I want to understand what that is so that I can remove that resistance. And again, it's a simple thing that doesn't require any judgment. And again, I bring that up because judgment is another form of resistance. And it's important that we really grasp for everybody. Resistance shows up in many, 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 many different ways. And again, we each have unique ways that we build resistance in our own energy fields when we don't want to confront something or we don't want to feel something or we don't want to see something. But more importantly, to your point, there are so many things happening that the brain has no ability to comprehend anymore. And because that's the case, the overdrive of the brain is causing that spin. It's causing that brain is it's going into the warehouse. It's going back into the subconscious looking for anything to help you get, God, what is going on? I don't know. Here, try this. Here, try this. And, oh, wait, that didn't work. Let me make this up. Let me throw this in the mix. And so the amazing thing is that everybody is experiencing that. It's not just some people. All of us are having that experience. The question is, are you getting conscious of it? And how are you using it to move you forward? So I think it's a pretty impactful time. And I'm excited to be here doing this and getting to talk about it. And, you know, we're not the be all end all, but we're doing our work and we want to offer solutions and things that we see that are helping us to be successful in this process. As best as we can see it, because we don't know the end result any more than anybody else does.
We're creating it.
Right. We're creating it. That's the whole point. We are manifesting and creating it as we go. So what energy do you want to create and how do you want it to show up in the planet? Because that's what we're seeing now. So clearly our perception is literally nothing more than the thoughts and beliefs and ideas that we carry reflected back to us. And you say, yeah, but there's buildings and there's cars and there's trees and there's people. Yes, but the things that you perceive in that environment are all about your beliefs, ideas, and concepts. And so if you look into the world and you are seeing things you don't like or don't want to deal with, it's time to take the trip inside to make the shifts that you need to make to be comfortable there. We got to take a quick break because we're at the point where I want to give you a few minutes here to talk to the peeps and talk about this amazing weekend that's coming up. And so we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll carry on from here and we'll be right back. I don't know where I'm going.
Science of Transformation Method, and I can't tell you the difference that it's made in my life.
This program is all about you coming into the greatest form of you. All right, guys, www.thesciencetransformation.com. I would love to work with you. I've worked with hundreds of people in all over the world, helping them to change their relationship with fear, helping them to find that core inside themselves and begin to reframe their experience so that moving forward in their lives, they're moving in a forward direction and not a backward direction. You know, the human experience for many is when you're confronted with all of the things that you don't understand is to look back to try to understand it. And what we're saying today in particular is that that's not where the answers lie. The answers lie in moving from now into the next moment and into the next moment and into the next moment. And that requires us to help reframe our experience so that we begin to constantly look at where we want to be, not where we've been, because where we've been doesn't exist anymore. So www.designtransformation.com. You can learn a ton about the program. If you'd like to schedule a free consultation with me, you can go there and you can send an email and we'd be happy to set up a consultation to see if this work is for you. And I also have an introductory package for the first two sessions there as well. And I'd love to hear from you. So www.designtransformation.com. And now we're going to bring Jules back in here because it's time for Jules to do her thing. All right, we're going to turn it over to you for a minute here, Jules. I'll bring up, let me know when you want the graphic there for what's happening, and I'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that the graphic really shows a whole lot, but so Jim has been so gracious to bring forth a retreat that we're having. It's going to be a virtual retreat. It's called 11-11 Activate Your Evolution. It's going to start November 11th, will be kind of the opening event, you could say, and then we're going to have three changemaker way showers each of the following days where they're going to come in and really hold like a little mini retreat in whatever their brilliance is. So we're going to have, you know, really nine different experiences, and the idea behind it is that it is a virtual retreat, and you can just pick to do all of them, or you can pick to do the ones that kind of call out to you. But it's about bringing these change makers, way showers together and creating kind of an energy of community and unity, and really offering these high frequencies experiences as a community. Even if we're not in the same room together, we'll definitely be creating an energy that I think everybody's going to feel at a very deep level. And when it all comes down to it, it's doing things like this that raises our frequency, that raises our perspectives, and gives us thoughts that, you know, really do bring us into the life that we all want to live. I mean, that potential within us is there and is ready to blossom. And I know all of the change makers that will be part of the event really want to bring in that energy for everyone. So more details to come on that. But Jim is, as of right now, it's looking like he will be participating. He has something going on that weekend, but he's going to do his best to make it. Thank you, Jim.
Absolutely. And Jules has given us a website where you can go, because you can find out all about the incredible work that she's doing in addition to this retreat that's coming up. And all that's coming together. But activateevolution.com, beautiful website, lots of great information there and ways to be connected to Jules and all the great offerings that she has with her seminars and the skincare products, and all of that is all there. So please avail yourself of it and see the magnificence of the stuff that she's doing there. All right. So we are talking about this awakening process here. And so where are we? We are at resistance is futile. Is that ever an understatement? So we've been talking about resistance and talking about this, you know, how the resistance is showing up, because the mind is being inundated with things it doesn't know how to handle, doesn't know what to do with. Because see, even though, you know, if you think about things like just the broad strokes, pandemic, climate change, what are some other ones? I don't know. Those two alone are enough. If you are at all, if you deal in any way watching, if you watch television, if you see news programs, if you, whatever, if you're on Facebook, you're going to encounter, and whether you do or not, you're still going to encounter these energies, these problems that we don't have a solution for. And it's important to understand that when the mind doesn't have a solution, it's going to go a little bonkers, so that it's even more imperative. And to me, it's actually kind of interesting that it's happening this way, because it's literally forcing us to either go in or get out. Seriously, I mean, it's like go in or get out. It's not even a gray area anymore. And that's why I say the resistance is futile, because there's nothing to fight anymore. That's the thing that I've come to, is that there's absolutely nothing to fight anymore. I don't want to fight. I'm not interested in fighting. I want to show up, and I want to be all that I can be in the best possible way that I can do that. And I can't do that fighting. I can't do it in resistance. I can't do it being aggressive. I can't do it using my energy in a way that causes me to feel, as we talked about earlier, causes me to feel less than who I am. And if I'm living in fear, if I'm living in anger, if I'm living in anxiety, I'm being less than who I am. And I don't mean that as a judgment. I mean it as those experiences restrict the flow of your love to you. And that restricts the flow of your love to the world. That's how I mean that. You have anything you'd like to contribute to that idea? Resistance is futile.
I know, right? And yes, it is. And I think it's also just the time where it's time to stop using it as an excuse to step into our best. You know, I think so many people are like, oh, but I'm afraid, or oh, but this, and oh, but this. And it's like, oh, but no, it's time. You know, it's time to take that step. And, you know, whether we're new on our journey or we've been on our journey for a long time, it doesn't really matter, because like we talked about before, is that we're truly creating what our next is going to be. And if that's true, I think that's the question we should be asking ourselves, is what am I actually creating here? And if I'm creating from a place of fear, is that really what I want to be creating? And just starting to question ourselves. And at one of the, maybe this was you, I can't remember where I heard this, but it was, if you're not actually in danger, so if there's not a car that's going to hit you, and, you know, identify, am I in danger right now? And if the answer is no, then you do it. If the answer is no, I'm not going to die if I do this, then you right. go do it. And that's how we start to break through fear, is that we just do it anyways.
And I love that you brought that up, because it was something I was thinking about earlier about, when you're having those reactions, when you're having that fear response, it isn't who you are. It is simply a response that is actually programmed from some other time, some other experience, some other whatever. And it doesn't even have to be real. And it doesn't even have to be something that happened to you. It could be something you heard on the television that triggered something from who knows where, when, or why. And here you are having a response that is not about you showing up in the greatest form of you. And so we all have, again, I think it's extraordinary, the more that we walk through this, to see people showing up and being able to, for the first time, seeing and feeling themselves in a way that they get to experience the level of understanding of how magnificent this whole thing is. You know, that we get so caught up in the ego version of things and the ego perspective of things that is so little and so dumbed down. Don't forget, guys, the ego dies. And the ego knows that it dies. The ego is firmly, completely aware that when the body goes, it goes. So that's an extraordinary thing, because what you recognize is that the greaterness of us is much different than the ego of us. And that's why you want the ego to be in harmony, or not even in harmony, but I can't think of the word right now, but it's...
I think harmony is a good word.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, to be in alignment with the greatest part of us, because I think the ego is really to help us navigate the physical planet. You know, that we're here physically, so the ego's job is to keep the physical body here as long as possible. And it's important to recognize the difference between fear and danger. You know, we have a mechanism in our system for handling danger. It's called the fight or flight mechanism. It's built in from prehistoric times. It's from the original humans. It's been with us forever, but it is the thing that's why we have eyes, ears, nose, all those things are taking in the surrounding environment, and it's there to protect us. So if there is an imminent danger, there's a response to that. It's not fear.
I love that you said that. That's super interesting. I've never heard it said like that. And you're so right on about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I differentiate because that's come up before where, yes, there are things that could be potentially dangerous, but those things don't have to create fear. Because in my experience, when you hit the fight or flight mechanism in its true essence, you actually become superhuman, not subhuman. Your body releases chemicals that make you able to do things that you could never do in a fear-based state. But the danger says, I got to get bigger. And how am I going to, you know, and how that's going to happen. So I just think that's kind of fun.
Super fun.
Yeah, super fun. So as we come to, we're going to move on from resistance because we've talked about that, but I want to dive into a little more specifics for people about like an awakening toolkit, you know, like what are some things that you do? What are some things that I do? And we've talked about them throughout the show as well. I'll reiterate from the beginning, talking about recognizing when I'm in a loop and stopping and just infusing whatever it is I'm looping about with love. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be an argument in my head about dinner. It could be, you know, it doesn't matter. Just infuse it with love and let that energy and resistance dissipate, because then you are in a state of inspiration. Then you are in that reconnected place that you can allow for universal energy to flow through you to inform the next moment, as opposed to you willing it into existence, which is resistance. How about you? What are some things you like to?
You know, I had one that I brought up in a class I taught the other day, and is to, so you count backwards, and by the time you get to one, you have to do something you would never normally do. So there's two things that are happening there. One is that you're telling your brain, because it's counting backwards, to go to the conscious part of your brain. So you're kind of moving from the programming to the conscious part. And then at that point, you have to think about, okay, what's something I wouldn't normally do right now. So it'd be like, well, I wouldn't normally just do 10 jumping jacks in the middle of nowhere, or I wouldn't like go upstairs to wash my hands before I make something in the kitchen. So you have to just like think of something to do, and then you actually have to go do it. And then once you get there and do it, if you're still in kind of that chemical response, then you do it again, and you do it until you're completely calm and you're in that state of consciousness, and you can make a conscious choice that's outside the programming of your brain.
Beautiful. And that's another tremendous example of exactly what we've been talking about. The mind is going to have its version of things, and sometimes it sinks its teeth in and it doesn't want to let go, because whatever you're addressing or whatever you're confronting has triggered something deep inside of you. And so being able to, you know, finesse that, being able to step away from that, because the reality truly is, it's about where you put your focus. It's about where you put your attention. So if you continue to attend to that thing, you continue to expand that energy. And the tools that we're talking about here are about take your energy out of that completely and put it somewhere else. And sometimes that takes a little bit of work because we're not used to it. We're not trained into it. Or the thing that has been rattled is pretty intense. And so we think we have no impact. Or you say, but this is important. I can't take my attention off of this. Something will happen. Unlikely, but take your attention off it anyway, because you are not going to get to a positive resolution there. It doesn't exist there. It exists with you not engaged. It exists with you not in resistance. It exists with you being in a centered place that you can observe this experience and then make a conscious choice about what the next thing is. And
go ahead. I think that conscious choice is so important. And, you know, when we're making decisions based on an emotion, it's normally not from that place of consciousness. It's because just being, you know, I always say, don't make the decision until you're calm, you're in a place where you can actually process it in kind of those higher, well, outside of emotion and more of a feeling. And is this right for me or not? That spiral up, spiral down, that's a feeling, because that's not based on a chemical response. Emotion is based on chemical response. And I think just being able to even identify which one am I in is a huge way of that awakening.
Yes. Great. I love that. We have a comment. I'm going to see who's out there. Jackie's with us again. Hi, Jackie. I do touch, smell, and listen. Love that. You're the best. Thank you for being here, Jackie. Love you. Appreciate you very much. That was great. So other things in the toolkit. To me, cultivating that observer, however you do that, and I think meditation is one of the best ways to do it because you begin to be able to see these things as objects in the field of your awareness, as opposed to things that are on you. And, you know, I noticed that one of the things that I like to do that helps me get more conscious is, I'll use another example. Sometimes when the intensity hits me a lot, I get a little edgy or I get a little, I might bark a little bit, you know. Michael's laughing in the other room because he knows the bark. But what I do now is sometimes you still exhibit bad behavior. Sometimes it gets you. Too many things happen at once and, you know, something comes out of your mouth. It may not be horribly painful, but it's just not who I want to be. And it's certainly not who I want to be in relationship. And so I call myself out immediately. You know, it'll happen and I'll be like, oh, and I'll actually disengage from whatever it is we're talking about or arguing or whatever I'm reacting to specifically focus on my bad behavior and say, hey, I get it. This is not okay. I get it. And I'm conscious that this sucks and I don't even like it. And I'm working diligently to catch those before they happen. And sometimes I miss them and I deeply apologize because it doesn't serve our situation and it's not moving us forward. But in doing that, it's not a mea culpa thing. It's just simply stating the reality of changing the energy. Like we talked about the focus. I'm not going to focus into that negative place because now it's created a little wormhole. I'm like, ooh, no, that behavior is unacceptable. Let's shift the focus. I'm moving over here so that I can talk about it, but then I can release it. And hopefully we can carry on from here. And I truly hope that even if I was intense, you recognize that the love is still here and I need to bring that. It doesn't justify the behavior. It doesn't make the behavior okay. What it does is it releases the judgment and attachment to the behavior so that I can make the change to it because I'm now being conscious of it. And, you know, I'm human. You know, sometimes three or four things coming at you at the same time, hitting you all in the same place, you're not prepared. And what I'm learning is that I can be more prepared because when I feel that and I feel it, because I can feel it building, I can go time out. Okay. I shouldn't engage that right now because this is not going to engage that well. You know, that's all part of the becoming conscious and awakening process. And my hope is that as we have these conversations, that all of you out there are getting to see it in yourself. You're getting to take this information and run it through your own process so that you can begin to identify these things within yourself. You know, Jules has a beautiful way of encapsulating and talking about her experience, and the words that she uses and the way that she describes the concepts are going to appeal to a whole lot of people that the way I say it may not appeal to because I come from a different perspective, but we're saying the same thing, which is amazing to me. And wonderful and delightful because now even more people get to have a chance to take it in and kind of feel around into it and see where you get to with it so that you can begin to take some of the tools we've talked about and begin to apply them for yourself so that you can get active and conscious in your own awakening. Because it's happening anyway. It's happening anyway. Let's have fun and be a part of it because it's actually quite fun even when it's hard.
Yeah.
I think. Jules, I'm going to give you last word. We are at the end of our time again.
Oh, sure.
We could do this forever.
Right. I love our conversations.
me too.
Well, anything? I first want to say thank you for having me and for, you know, in supporting the retreat that's coming up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely invite everyone to come and visit activateevolution.com. The retreat isn't up yet, but you can get a free membership, do our DQ cellular reading. So if you want to kind of see what that's all about and reprogram yourselves to higher levels of intelligence, definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's free healing. And gosh, what
love
else?
That. I love that. Yeah. So, and I'm going to put that website up one more time there at the end. Yeah, definitely avail yourself. This retreat is going to be awesome, and look for more information about that along the way. I'll be sharing more as we go. Jules will be back next month. We'll have another, and we'll have even more goodies and more information to talk about there. So wishing you all an amazing, amazing day. Jules, bless you. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to more amazing conversations and whatever. I enjoy your company. So it's going to be amazing. Guys, have an awesome day, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you on the other side. Here we go. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescienceTransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.